2 Kings, chapter 8. Now Elisha had spoken to the woman, whose son he had restored to life, saying, Arise, and go, you and your household, and sojourn wherever you can sojourn, for Yahweh has called for a famine, and it will also come upon the land 7 years. And the woman arose, and did according to the word of the man of God, and she went with her household, and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. And it came to pass at the 7 years' end, that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went forth to cry to the king for her house and for her land. Now the king was talking with Gehazi the attendant of the man of God, saying, Tell me, I pray you, all the great things that Elisha has done. And it came to pass, as he was telling the king how he had restored to life him who was dead, that, look, the woman, whose son he had restored to life, cried to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, My lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son, whom Elisha restored to life. And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed to her a certain officer, saying, Restore all that was hers, and all the fruits of the field since the day that she left the land, even until now. And Elisha came to Damascus, and Ben-Hadad the king of Syria was sick, and he was told, saying, The man of God has come here. And the king said to Hazael, Take a present in your hand, and go, meet the man of God, and inquire of Yahweh by him, saying, Will I recover of this sickness? So Hazael went to meet him, and took a present with him, even of every good thing of Damascus, 40 camels burden, and came and stood before him, and said, Your son Ben-Hadad king of Syria has sent me to you, saying, Will I recover of this sickness? And Elisha said to him, Go, say to him, You will surely recover, nevertheless Yahweh has shown me that he will surely die. And he settled his countenance steadfastly on him, until he was ashamed, and the man of God wept. And Hazael said, Why is my lord weeping? And he answered, Because I know the evil that you will do to the sons of Israel, their strongholds you will set on fire, and their young men you will slay with the sword, and will dash in pieces their little ones, and rip up their pregnant women. And Hazael said, But what is your slave, who is but a dog, that he should do this great thing? And Elisha answered, Yahweh has shown me that you will be king over Syria. Then he departed from Elisha, and came to his master, who said to him, What did Elisha say to you? And he answered, He told me that you would surely recover. And it came to pass on the next day, that he took the coverlet, and dipped it in water, and spread it on his face, so that he died, and Hazael reigned in his stead. And in the 5th year of Joram the son of Ahab king of Israel, Jehoshaphat being then king of Judah, Jehoram the son of Jehoshaphat king of Judah began to reign. He was 32 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as did the house of Ahab, for he had the daughter of Ahab as wife, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh. Nevertheless Yahweh would not destroy Judah, for David his slave's sake, as he promised him to give to him a lamp to his sons always. In his days Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah, and made a king over themselves. Then Joram passed over to Zer, and all his chariots with him, and he rose up by night, and struck the Edomites who surrounded him, and the captains of the chariots, and the people fled to their tents. So Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah to this day. Then did Libna revolt at the same time. And the rest of the acts of Joram, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And Joram slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, and Ahaziah his son reigned in his stead. In the 12th year of Joram the son of Ahab king of Israel, Ahaziah the son of Jehoram king of Judah began to reign. Ahaziah was 22 years old, when he began to reign, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Athaliah the daughter of Omri king of Israel. And he walked in the way of the house of Ahab, and did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, as did the house of Ahab, for he was the son-in-law of the house of Ahab. And he went with Joram the son of Ahab to war against Hazael king of Syria at Ramoth-Gilead, and the Syrians wounded Joram. And King Joram returned to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds which the Syrians had given him at Ramah, when he fought against Hazael king of Syria. And Ahaziah the son of Jehoram king of Judah went down to see Joram the son of Ahab in Jezreel, because he was sick.